We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We're shifting over from football to basketball. Your 2018 NIT champions, Jeff Brown, joins us right now to talk some hoops. And I want to obviously get into the NIT and Penn State winning it, what significance that carries for the program. But 3 p.m. today, by the time you're listening to this, we're recording it a little bit beforehand. We'll have learned, Jeff, what Tony Carr is doing as it relates to the NBA. I just want you to just give me both sides of the coin here. If he returns to Penn State, what's it mean? If he leaves Penn State, what does it mean?
Well, if he leaves Penn State, that means you'll find me curled up in a fetal position in a corner, weeping uncontrollably. But for Tony Carr, it's a big decision. You know, he's not a clear-cut first-round draft pick, which means guaranteed money. Now, as we all know, if he goes in the second round, but high in the second round, it's not going to be as much money, but they could still work it out to where a good deal of it is guaranteed. So that's one side of it. But I don't know Tony Carr's family personally or not, whether they need the money, whether they don't. But I would hope that someone along the way, and I'm sure they have, has advised him. I think if he comes back for another year, and you always have to worry about injury, but if he comes back for his junior year, I think he solidifies himself as a top first-round pick. Maybe not number one, but he would be in the top 10, if not the top 5 to 8 in next year's draft. And that's guaranteed big money. So I would hope somebody is advising him to hang on another year, establish himself. I mean, let's face it, as great as he was this year, he did have his inconsistencies. And I think another year would really, really help him. So that's the two sides of that. As far as the team is concerned, well, it's pretty obvious. If he stays, they've got a great team next year with Miles Dredd coming in to replace Shep Garner as the three-point bomber. That would be wonderful. What a team they would have. And I think they proved through the NIT run that they have found themselves. They have grooved, they have gelled, they have done whatever you want to describe it as, but they were a very good team, and they had most of the experts saying, wow, I wish we could have seen what they do in the NCAAs, which is what a lot of us were saying before the tournament was started. So they are a team to be reckoned with. I would not be surprised at all if they were not mentioned in the top 25 in the preseason polls next year. And they're on their way to a terrific season. If Tony would decide to not come back, well, I mean, take a look at it. Would it hurt? It would hurt a lot, absolutely. However, Jamari Wheeler could move into the point guard position, and you'd have Miles Dredd, who could be a scorer for you. And it looks like John Hara has at least worked his way into consideration for the starting lineup, if not a sixth man. You'll have Mike Watkins back. You'll have Josh Reeves back for his senior year. Of course, Lamar Stevens will still be there. So losing Tony Carr would be a big blow for any team, and it'd be a big blow for the Lions. But I disagree with some of the experts when they say, oh, it's back to Penn State basketball as usual if Tony Carr leaves. I don't believe that.
Well, I think the NIT run solidified a few things that make you believe that it's not a life or death sentence if Tony Carr were to go. Because, as you mentioned, they did all that without Mike Watkins. You had another young big guy really, I think, play his role as well as he could have played it in John Hara.
Right.
And then I think Lamar Stevens, if there was any question that he could be an impact scorer, I think those questions were answered too. So I think that it matters for sure, but I would compare it to like the Penn State football situation with Tommy Stevens, where if he leaves, you're going to scramble a little bit, but I think the beat goes on. Same deal with Tony Carr. I think if he leaves, it hurts. It's a setback, but I think there's enough pieces to make you believe that it's not going to go to the old Penn State basketball again.
And the other thing we haven't talked about yet, he could go down the middle and he could say, I'm going to explore my opportunities, but I'm not going to hire an agent. And that keeps him safe as far as eligibility is concerned until he gets more answers. And maybe that's what he's looking for is, you know, if I'm not going to go in the first round, am I going to be maybe, you know, one of the top three picks in the second round and still get into the money situation? And I can't be Tony Carr and I can't get in his head, but with his kind of talent, I would not be selling myself short money-wise. If I didn't think I was going sure in the first round, I'd go back to school and have be a definite first-round pick next year.
Well, the ultimate wild card is just personally, you know, you can never really tell from the outside what's going on in a kid's life, how important
right.
that is, and all that. So that's the big wild card here. But it seems like to me, we'll move on here, but it seems to me like, you know, a return makes the most sense. We'll find out mm-hmm. soon. You might already know by now, and there'll be a lot of analysis out there about what it means. Tell me about the NIT here, Jeff. What does that performance mean? Because really, in the semifinals and the finals, just they did it with a degree of dominance. 82-66 was the final over Utah in the final.
They rolled through the NIT, excluding the Temple game. They gave us a scare there. But they absolutely destroyed the NIT field. And again, a lot of us thought they should have been in the NCAAs, and I think they made believers of a lot of people. And again, that's going to help them not only next year, but man, the way they played, I couldn't help but think if recruits are watching this, Penn State plays an exciting brand of basketball. They put points on the board. They also defend well. They are flashy. They are showy. They are having fun out there. So not only did it help as far as just the team and now people look at the team, but I got to think that there were a lot of recruits and prospects out there going, this might not be a bad team to join. This looks like a lot of fun. So hopefully it didn't not only help them recruiting in Philly, but maybe it helped them in New York as well.
I think it doesn't hurt. It came up a little bit earlier in the show, and I had a pretty clear answer. Greg Pickle asked the question, would you rather win the NIT or would you rather lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament? I think you'd rather be in the big dance regardless, but it did, you know, you had a small portion of national spotlight. And I think for Penn State's mm-hmm. brand to try to get a little bit more mainstream outside of the state of Pennsylvania, I think they managed to do that.
Well, just like in the movie, What About Bob? Baby steps. You know, they started out as a not very good program when Patrick Chambers took the helm, and now all of a sudden they're NIT champions, and they can take the next step from there. And as far as the team goes, going back to the question you just asked, I think I'd rather have them be NIT champions simply because look at all those games they got to play and against great opponents, well, good opponents, and all that experience that they got along the way. And that's going to serve them well next year. So, yeah, it would have been nice to be in the NCAAs, but one and done, I can forget about one and dones. But an NIT championship for a team that hasn't tasted much success for, you know, 7-8 years, that was pretty sweet. And I think I might go with the NIT championship instead of the one and done.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Bill Murray talking to Richard Dreyfuss here, talking some Penn State basketball and baby steps. Climbing, everybody's climbing, but it's a baby step climb.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Pat Chambers' comments after beating Utah in the NIT final was interesting. Said there's a lot of love in the locker room, how they managed to. I don't want to use the word rebound, but that's how they came together after not a very pretty win over Temple in the NIT. And as you mentioned, they really rolled from there, and they did it. You know, Marquette and Notre Dame. Look at those games. Did it having to do it on the road. You know, it was not an easy path, and it makes you know, when the NIT bracket came out, Jeff, we were talking about the seeding, and I wasn't quite sure what the logic or reasoning was for Penn State to be in number four. I didn't see it. I didn't know what they were doing.
And now you look at it, and with that adversity is going to come strength, and so they are going to be able to look at the schedule next year and see that they can be people. And you know what? Maybe they're going to take the preseason a little bit more seriously as well. You know, once they see that they got burned by their performance in the preseason, not to mention the scheduling as well, But they got burned in a couple of games, and that hurt them. And now they understand that they got to play, and they got to bring it 40 minutes every game, no matter who they're playing, because it all counts at the end of the season.
I think that it's an interesting situation, as you describe it, and it goes back to Tony Carr's NBA decision. To have finished the season on a high note, but at the same time feeling like you were so close to doing so much more, and that some of the reasons why you were in the NIT as opposed to the NCAA tournament was self-inflicted. I think it's an interesting time. You know, hunger, it would be the word, is that they've tasted a portion of that success. They've won big games against really good teams. They won a postseason tournament, but they could legitimately look back to a few instances where, whether it was focus or whatever you want to say, they lost games they should have won, and that made a difference.
That's true, and they're going to look at it and say, you know, gee, we were so close, and I agree with you. Hopefully Tony Carr will say, I'm not done yet. It's kind of like, you know, what Shep Garner did, what Taylor Battle did. They wanted to bring some basketball prominence to Penn State, wanted to get something started. And look what Shep did as far as his individual performances, and also acting as that pipeline that we were endlessly reminded of during the NIT final. But, he did. I mean, he was a great conduit to bring Philadelphia talent to Happy Valley. And this success, along with hopefully a lot of success next year, will keep the program going, and these guys are a part of it. They're the springboard. So hopefully that comes into Tony's decision as well, as he's not done yet. An NIT championship was nice. NCAA berth next year will be even better.
I got to think, and I'm just curious your take with about 40 seconds here. Mike Watkins missing the postseason, it has to, because he was another guy who you were wondering about possibly leaving. That's got to kind of seal the deal that he'll be back, right?
Oh, I would think so, because Mike is raw. I mean, you can see the talent there, and we got splashes of it throughout the season, but there's no way now I think any NBA team would be ready for him. Now, he may decide to go anyway, depending on his circumstances. I don't know what his family circumstances are, but I would think with him, if there was anything good about losing Mike Watkins for the postseason, it was that he's not ready for the NBA yet, and he'll stick around for next year.
That's Jeff Brown talking some Penn State hoops here. You're NIT champions. You've been doing all season. I think we'll have you back one more time, Jeff, at least.
Yay.
To let the dust settle in the season. That's it for now for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, though. You can always join us at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and go ahead and download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.